Hey guys, hello and welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Now, it is our last show for the year. Can you believe it? 2023 is done, dusted, it is over. But as we cast into 2024, we are feeling excited and motivated and very positive that it is going to be another great, prosperous year for all of us. So guys, this week on the KZN fishing front, as we all know, it has been pretty rainy conditions. The weather hasn't been the best of all times, and if it wasn't for that, we also had anglers just spending time with their families, which, you know what, nothing wrong with that. We need that every now and then, because we do know when we are out there fishing, there ain't nothing holding us back. So guys, this week on the KZN front, we have got some rock and surf action, but that's mainly on the inedible side. We have got the offshore side that's going crazy with those green bream popcorn season. Yes, the Dorado has been prolific, especially off Durban. And if you are looking to try your hand at some freshwater action, well, there has been a fair amount of rainfall in the Midlands, and that has definitely got some good returns from the NFFC on that river action. So we will be getting into all of that, as well as detailed reports of the entire coastline. But before we do, guys, here's a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, and these are the branches that are still open to serve you over this festive period.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialist. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout, basically everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, as we round off this year, we just want to say this is the 140-odd episode that Kingfisher has been sponsoring us. They have continued to sponsor us throughout 2023. They have expanded their sponsorships into our other publications or other media. And you know what? It seems as though, in fact, not just seems, we know they are sponsoring the old shows for 2024. So big up to the Kingfisher. Thank you so much for all that you have done for us over this past year. In case you do not know, guys, there is a lot of resources that goes into these shows. And you know what? None of this could be possible without them. I know I mention this every week, but literally, they are the ones that are so driven in making sure anglers get into those feeding zones that they are more than happy to continue in supporting us or sponsoring these shows to make sure you are getting right out there into the right spots. And not just them, their correspondents from their stores throughout all the Kingfisher branches. So with that being said, let's get into this week's show, starting off down the South Coast, where it is an inedible fest, as expected at this time of the year. Guys, Adam is talking about the action that's been going on. Even though the holiday makers are struggling with these weather conditions, they are out there trying their hearts out. Shame, the poor little kids, even catching Tobies, they are still trying their absolute best. I love it. This is what I love about the sport. You never know when that next bite is going to happen. But Adam is going to tell us more about it. So guys, here's Adam from the Lower South Coast.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. Hope everyone's been doing good and everyone had an awesome Christmas. So we are definitely reporting at this stage from a wet and cold South Coast. Don't know what happened to summer season this year, but the weather has definitely not been playing game. We've had one or two days where it's been absolutely pearlers of days with, you know, awesome blue water, warm skies, you know, guys down on the beach tanning and fishing and surfing. And then the majority of the days thereafter have just been, you know, hunched down, buckled over, you know, jerseys on, and just, yeah, it's not been great at all. So I don't really know what's going on with the weather, but we are still getting those diehard, you know, holiday makers, local anglers, getting down to the rocks, getting to the beach, throwing out lines, getting on the ski boats, and definitely trying their hand at a bit of bass fishing or river fishing. And there's been a few good days or good fish being landed, Vinesh. I can't say that it's been all bad besides the weather. And also, you know, it is coming to the end of the year. We're all sort of slowly sort of winding down, starting to get ready for the new year. But yeah, it's definitely been weather-wise on the poo side down here, for a better word. But yeah, the guys that had been fishing had been rewarded, as I said prior. In terms of the rock and surf side, we've definitely had basically just a non-edge showing still. You know, those rock fish that we're trying to target, you know, have been so scarce and few and far between. The Tobies have been showing themselves everywhere, though, Vinesh. You know, look, it's definitely fun for the kids to go down and catch something. But yeah, you know, you can't eat those and you can't put them on a bra. So, yeah, well, you could, but I don't know if you really want to. But that's basically what's just been happening. You're just getting a ton of Tobies. I mean, just everywhere, an infestation of these things. You know, everything from your bronzies and blacktail, carantine, even your smaller shad have been so scarce. And some of the decent fish that have been coming out, particularly with the shad, it's better, you know, at this stage going out early in the morning or late in the afternoon, because, you know, midday, it's the Toby show again. But we've had, you know, some really big shad popping up. Again, not really thick at this stage, but few and far between. But, you know, Dean's recently landed himself a nice shad. We've got Kurt with a hammer, and Peter with the Sandy, and, you know, Jap with the Gray. So it's basically just non-eds. Sandy's, Gray's, hammers. Sandy's, Gray's, hammers. You know, a couple of flatfish in between, a kingy here or there. You know, even your one or two smaller cob that I've seen pop up. And again, a bronze bream or two, but it's nothing to really scream at because of the fact that it's just been a non-ed showing. We've also had a bit of rain these last few days, as we know, in KZN, and most of our river mouths have popped open. And all that's done is just make the water look like chocolate milkshake. So, of course, that being said, we're going to have more of a non-edge showing because that's the kind of water that they like and they kind of feed in. However, going over to the weather for this weekend, it looks like the next couple of days, it's just going to be a northeaster show. You know, Friday, the northeaster starts off easy, but come midday, she does show her true colors with a gust hovering at around 40 k's per hour. Saturday, guess what? Northeast again. This time the gust sits at around 30 k's. Sunday, still a northeast, but she does sort of settle down a bit and she starts blowing at around, you know, 12 to 20 k's per hour. So she is slowly sort of calming down just a bit. The swell is, however, going to be sitting around that 2 meter plus minus sort of mark for the majority of the weekend, unfortunately, Vinesh. It's 1.5, 1.9, 2 meter, 2.1. You know, it's not really going to change that often, so let's just call it 2 meters for most of the weekend. The ocean temperature has been warming up, though, slightly, with 24 degrees in most of the sort of the areas that we've got down here. There has been a few pockets of colder water here and there, but again, you know, you've really got to go and find that colder water. But guys, look, if you are down here on holiday, you know, head to your tackle stores, get yourself kitted out. Maybe go for a non-edit, something different. If you've never caught yourself a small shark, now is the time to do it. And if you've never caught yourself a Toby, guess what? Now is the time to do it, guys, because they are everywhere. But yeah, we can't say much more about that, Vinesh, unfortunately. But otherwise, guys, I just want to wish everyone a happy New Year's. Hopefully it's a safe New Year's. Everyone gets home safe and sound. If you are going out, guys, just remember your licenses again. You know, DAF is still searching and having a look. But otherwise, Vinesh, yeah, just want to round off by saying, you know, thanks to all the listeners. Thanks to everybody out there that tunes in every single week, waiting to hear for the good news or the bad, because it goes part and parcel of everything. That is just fishing, guys. But for now, until the new year, guys, tight lines, stay safe. And hopefully in the new year, let's see those catches. Take care.
Thank you, Adam. Great to hear from you, my friend. And a happy new year to you too as well. So it looks as though the fishing has been a bit trying down the south coast, but there is some bite and there will be bite moving on to this weekend as it is forecasted to be a lot more favorable. Now moving on down to Warner Beach and Amanzantoti, covering our entire Ilovo strip, we are with Gary, who's got one species in particular to talk about, and I'm going to leave him to tell you all about it. Guys, here's Gary.
Good morning, chaps. It's Gary at Ilovo Beach. How's it going with you all? I hope you had a nice Christmas. You're ready for a good new year, hopefully, for all of us. There's been quite a bit of shad along, mainly around the rocks, a bit along the beaches. Quite a few small ones. Just tailed off a little bit with this, but the water is sort of ginger beer. It's a nice shad in there, sort of up to three kilo size in some of the places. I heard a small gherry came out in that Foster Road area along the flats. I think it was, the chap estimated 3 or 4 kilos in that sort of size range. Probably thought it was a shad, swimming in the shad, you know, those big shads. But yeah, flatfish, small browns, small sandies. You know, you always got to try and find a bit of decent water, and you never know what you can hook. A guy next to me on the beach the other day, the last time I went down, it was very quiet on the bank there, geez. Unreal. But he hooked a fish that took most of his braid. So probably a big honey, actually. You know, you find a bit of deep water, bank far out, you can get those big honeys quite easily if you sort of throw the right baits and that here and there. Only takes one to make your day, or one good fish of any sort, really. But, yeah, that's the state of affairs. Yeah, that's about half a metre a wave this morning I was looking. Ginger beer water, as I said, coming in pretty straight along the beaches, so there's plenty of places to fish. The river's pushing a little bit of brown, but it's not in flood. But we'll see what happens with that rain from inland here, although the lava only goes to Richmond. The Burn Valley is where it starts. So, until the new year, tight lines to you all, and have a good festive season.
Thank you, Gary. You are absolutely right. Sometimes all we need is just that one proper fish, and there is our entire fishing session made. So thank you, Gary. Thank you for your reports throughout 2023. You definitely kept us informed with what's been going on your strip, and we cannot wait to hear more from you in 2024. Now, guys, moving on down to Durban, we are with Brad and Mike V. Brad talking about the rock and surf action, where it is more inedible action. That's been more of the talk of the town, but there has been bite on that edible side. He's going to tell us all about it, and Brad is going crazy with that green bream. What we are talking about? Well, I'm going to leave him to tell you all about it, but for now, here is Mike V and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? Hope you guys all had a great Christmas and a lovely Boxing Day to relax afterwards. On the fishing side of things, the fish also took us a little bit of a break, but they are around. Some lovely edibles on the beaches still. A couple bronze bream were caught. There was a few stumpies and grunters, things I get. But mainly grey sharks have been around. Not wild, but not in giant numbers, but there's been quite a few along the Durban beachfront, especially around that Blue Lagoon, Laguna Beach area. Mixed in there was odd diamond, odd brown, odd sandy, things like that. So if you want to bite, the most consistent spot has been that Laguna down towards Addington stretch. So yeah, guys, put in some time, go there, have a couple throws, and you're sure to get a bite. From what I've heard of the paddle skis and ski boats, things like that, there have been a good couple of snook around, some lovely snook, some small cooter, some big cooter around too, but not in vast numbers. Just one around at the moment. Some good Dorado being caught, things like that. So yeah, there is some game fish out there. Guys on the bottom still getting the odd yellowtail, heelback, doggers, things like that, including the normal bottom fish, the rock cods in it. So yeah, there is fish out there on the ski boats for the Oaks. In the bay never disappoints. Grunters, cob, all that sort of thing, kingies. Not sure what's going to happen there after all this rain. But yeah, there was some bite before the rain did hit us. And I'm sure the drains in that are going to clean out a couple bit of dirt there for a few days. And like always, once it comes through, the bite will start again. Guys, tight lines. Have a great one. Go out there, get some bite.
Well, good morning, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Just to inform you all that, yeah, have a happy New Year, Christmas. The guys' fishing report for this last week. Guys, the Dorado have been prolific. Especially out in the deep, I'm talking the 240, 250 meter in the big clean Mozambique currents. They have been going wild. On the bottom fishing side, yeah, there's been some nice rock hards, nice singer soldiers. But yeah, generally, I have mainly been out there targeting the green jumping fish. Yeah, so guys, that's all I can really give you from this side of the world. Let's say Happy New Year and tight lines to everyone.
I love it. I absolutely love it. We have had an entire year. There we go. Last week of the year, and Durban rounds off on that purple patch. There hasn't been an episode where I have reported bad news out of Durban. Guys, it has been absolutely amazing. I love it. Even with those heavy rains, there were still areas around Durban where you could go and fish, talking about the offshore side. So Mike V, Brad, thank you so much. Great, great reports. What a way to round off the year. There is bite out there. Now moving on up to the North Coast, where Jesse has been exceptionally busy, but I did have a brief chat with him. I also spoke to Savika from Daguza, and I spoke to some guys up in Richards Bay and St. Lucia. And it seems as though reports throughout the entire North Coast. Guys, the fishing is tough. The fishing is really, really difficult because of two reasons. One, well, it is family time. You know, enough said about that. No need to explain. Totally, totally understandable. The other reason is this weather this past week. It has been raining majority of the days. In certain areas, it's been pretty cold. So rock and surf wise, there has only been inedible action. Unless you're like really, you know, scratching about with the kids and amongst the rocks and playing with that small rock species. Yeah, there hasn't been much to report on the rock and surf side from the edible front. But as an inedible side, well, there has been the usual suspects. Sandies, diamonds, honeycombs, a couple of gray sharks around that salt rock Belito area. So North Coast is just purely inedible action. However, the winds are changing and we are bound to get some edibles on the bite. The rain is going to settle. And you know what? As Ray was saying last week, Imtanzini Banks, come the 1st of January, the 2nd of January as well, we are in for some diamond action. So let's see. Stay tuned to next week. Guys, that runs off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater. We are with Jan, who's experienced a fair amount of rainfall. However, with that amount of rainfall, he says the levels are still looking just about right. He's going to tell us all about it, and he has the last update of the hippo that's been, socializing in Albert Falls. Well, let him tell you more about the lack of socializing that would happen moving forward. All right, guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. With a dearth of reports and returns coming in, it's as they say, this time of year, and it seems that most anglers have been spending family time inside unwrapping gifts and hope that you all got what was on your tackle list, most importantly. And not just socks and jocks, also open a rope. No doubt the Miz weather also has a part to play, keeping anglers indoors, making the most of the festivities. The Sky Tap is open, and the Midlands has received an on-running supply of the drippy stuff. Most falls reported have been in the daily 10 to 20 mils range, so no great deluge for the most part, although a good dump was received on Christmas Eve, with reports sitting in the 30 to 40 mil range and one of 87 mils up closer to the berg. This means, however, that the rivers are still flowing strongly, and some with colour. Not exactly the kind of conditions that you would want to drift a beautifully presented dry fly. Flow and colour require some dredging work, and depending on the flow rate, a single weighted fly, using lead or a bead, fished in tandem with an unweighted trailer fly to give the rig some action, or a tandem rig of weighted flies to get them down quick. And use larger flies for coloured water, for example number 14s or even number 12s. Even though reported to be quote-unquote high and slaty, the Central Moy River beats of the Natal Fly Fishers Club has seen some action in the last week, with a good couple of fish coming to hand in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter, and also 11 to 13 inch, 28 to 33 centimeter brackets, with a few bigger fish showing up in the 13 to 15 inch, that is 33 to 38 centimeter class, and along with a single larger fish that pulled the tape to 44 centimeters or just shy of 18 inches. The water temperature was reported as cool and guesstimated at sitting around 18 degrees. Only a single return was received from the NFFC Stillwater Anglers from a central Doggle water that provided half a dozen of fish in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter class for a morning's fishing. No mention of water temperature on the NFFC return, but one of the private waters noted that while water temperature had edged over the 20 degree mark recently, the rain and the overcast weather brought the surface temperatures back down to the high teens. While it appears that we are getting a fair amount of rain currently, rainfall figures are in fact below average. But most dams are however, still looking good, with some of those in the path of the rain even overflowing. The Umgani system is reportedly sitting at just below 90% full supply level, and with current dam levels, Minmar on 88% and Albert Falls on 96%. On the Moy system, Mearns is overflowing at 112%, while Spring Grove is sitting at 71%. On the bass fishing front, word is that the tough spell at Albert Falls continues while the fishing at Bidmar is still good. With the good water levels currently at Albert, one might still be able to expect some topwater frog action along the flooded edges. There is little word on the socials, however, as one of the local page admins and well-known local angler, Zane Habib, finds himself in hospital awaiting treatment. Zane, we wish you a full and speedy recovery. On the Albert Falls Hippo, the management authority, MCNC Holdings, has been warning the public about the hippo through social media, as well as informing customers as they come into Albert Falls. And we're to be putting up some warning signs so that people can be made more aware of the hippo in the dam. However, contrary to a recent news report that noted that the owner of the hippo had appointed a vet who was trying to capture it and translocate it back to his farm, the hippo has unfortunately been, quote unquote, taken out, and that's in the literal sense. Most unfortunate. The recent spell of clear hot weather had Sterkfontein performing at its best, with some excellent fish being reported last week. The current overcast conditions are perhaps not the best, but a visit to this, what is arguably a world-class sight fishing destination, should not be overlooked at this time. Strike it lucky there, and you will find your pot of gold. Guys, the Kingfisher would like to take this opportunity to say a hearty thank you to all of our customers for your loyal support over the year, and we wish you all Happy New Year and tight lines with your new tackle over the rest of the holiday season. Drive safe, stay safe, and do pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and see you on the flip side in 2024.
Thank you so much, Jan. Another great detailed report of what's happening in the Midlands, as you always have delivered throughout the entire year. And you know what? Same goes for all our reporters. Guys, this is what you can expect on our show. Our reporters being so loyal and dedicated to getting you onto those right feeding zones. You know, I am just the host of this. These are the guys that actually get the news to me. And you know what? We cannot have the show without them. So big up to the reporters. As we're out of 2023, these guys have been absolutely remarkable. And you know what? As my parting message, I would like to thank you, our audience, for keeping us motivated and driven in our show. We, you know, get together on a weekly basis. We put this news together, and it's because we know how much it means to you. Your comments that comes back and lets us know, you know, how you guys look forward to the reports. And, you know, a few times when we come out with it a little bit later than usual, you know, we'll get those texts. Where's the report? Are you coming out with one? It is all those messages and comments that keeps us so driven in doing what we do. So, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for being with us, for following us, for listening to us throughout 2023. We will be back next week, 2024, with more angler news. As I am Vinesh Agrim, and it has been an absolute honor to deliver this content to you. From the Angler News team, we wish you a Happy New Year. Until next week, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.